How many want to start cutting loose limitations of yourself? Well, it's a good night to start, isn't it? Oh, praise God. You know, God is really trying to get us out of the box, out of the boat. And you know, one of the things that we've been talking about is about what God has been moving right now in a powerful way in all kinds of areas. But he's really trying to get his people into like-mindedness. And the like-mindedness, not only the fear of the Lord and the like-mindedness, the power of God, and the like-mindedness of the prosperity of God. And I'm not just talking about material prosperity. I'm talking about the prosperity of God's presence and his spirit. Because there isn't anything greater than his riches of him. The riches of him is the most important thing. There's one thing that's wonderful as you're a believer in your walk, is to know that you're pleasing God. Because if you don't know you're pleasing God and you know you're not pleasing God, you're in torment. And torment's a terrible place to be. The only thing that we want is to be walking in the freedom of the Spirit. The Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. But one of the things the devil does is he begins to cause problems and tempt you and bring things in your life that try to prevent the Holy Spirit from moving in certain areas of your life, like doubt, like unbelief, like fear. There's always something that the devil is always trying to bring up to prevent you from walking not only with the Spirit, but allowing the Holy Spirit to have access to every area of your life. There's a lot of people that just can't give up control. They want to have control over everything. And when you want to have control over everything, the Holy Spirit just steps back. You know, it's amazing because God doesn't send people to hell. People send themselves to hell. You know what they're trying to do? Control their whole life, all the way to the pit. And they thought they were good people. I was a good person. I don't understand it. No, you just didn't let God do it. Didn't let God's will manifest in your life. You know, the Bible says it's that those who are doing the will of God will enter the kingdom of God. So there's an area where God is bringing the body of Christ right now. We know that the floods have been hit and there's all kinds of stuff going on in the body. There's a lot of exposure. And the purpose of this is because God is preparing his church for his return. He's coming back for a blameless church, blemish free, washed by the blood, filled, looking for him, willing to do whatever it takes, and willing to die daily. And it's a good day to die, isn't it? In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 11. O Floridians. O Floridians. We have spoken openly to you. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own lusts, affections. Hello? Are you hearing this? You are not restricted by us. You are restricted by your own affections, lusts, entanglements and affairs of this world, selfish desires. Now in return for the same, I speak as to children, you also be open. Do not be what? Unevenly yoked with unbelievers. Now, let me explain what a believer is. One who follows. If you say you know Jesus and you're not following, you're a liar. It's real simple. What do you mean? I accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Are you in fornication? Are you in adultery? Are you still lying and stealing? Are you still manipulating? Are you still in control of your life? Have you truly given your life to the Lord? You know, some people accept him as Savior, but never as Lord. Lord means he's got control over your life now. So there's a difference. The word believe means to follow. So when somebody says they're a believer, they better be a follower, because if they're not, they're a liar. Are you hearing? He says, do not be unevenly yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord is Christ with Belial? For what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will what? Dwell in them and walk among them. How many of y'all want God dwelling in you and walking among you? And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. So you got to follow, right? Now the word therefore here means if you do this. If you what? Come out from among them. And do not, and be separate, right? Says the Lord. And do not touch what is unclean. Everything of the world standard of lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life is unclean. Does everybody understand that? That's unclean. He says, don't touch anything unclean. Or what? Or he's not going to walk with you. Are you hearing me? He says, come out from among them. He says, don't touch anything unclean, then I will what? Receive you. In other words, not only will I receive you, but I will give to you. I will be a father to you. And you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. So there's something important here. He's saying, come out from the world. Come out. Not that we're not living in the world, but we're to come out according to its standards. According to the lust of the world. According to the worldly system that says this is how things should be done. When God says, no, this is how I want it done. Are you hearing me? You know, the world is in survival mode. They survive. They're looking for survival, trying to build up their treasures. But we as believers are not in survival mode. We're in eternal mode. So our attitude should always be grateful. We're not trying to build up treasures for our future. We already have the benefits. Are you hearing? You know, the world walks in fear. Their fear of dying, their fear of not having, their fear of not being successful, they walk in fear. But we've already been accepted. We've already been approved. Are you hearing? See, but the enemy comes in these areas and brings limitations to you. He wants to put limitations so that you can't break through these things. But God wants us to walk in the mindset of miracles. He wants us to walk in a mindset of abundance. He wants us to walk in a mindset as the same as Christ. Are you hearing me? That takes power, doesn't it? Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Y'all there? Start at verse 1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. This is where God wants us to walk. But as a man thinks, so he is. He wants us to walk in the power of Christ in every area. And it starts in the thought pattern. You must begin to see yourself as Christ sees you, not as the devil sees you. So we've got a new image, don't we? See, the devil still sees you as his offspring. Hello? But Christ sees you as complete and perfect. I know you look in the mirror and go, how's that been? You know? Thank God you don't walk by sight, right? We'd all be in trouble. But as a man thinks, so he is. That's why the Bible tells us that we need to change our thought pattern. We need to have the thoughts of Christ in every area. So circumstances in your life are not reacted according to the wisdom of man, but they're responded according to the power of God. And the power of God is just not casting out a devil. Hello? It's just not laying hands on the sick. It's having power over every circumstance of your life. It's having power to walk in the holiness of Christ. It's power to walk knowing that you're pleasing Him. It's the power of obedience. It's the power of surrender. It's the power of love. And love is a choice. Are you hearing me? It is important. Right now, God is bringing us and filling each and every one of His children and bringing us into an area where we become more like-minded, where limitations are beginning to melt away, be destroyed. Are you hearing? By the limitations being destroyed, you will walk more in the power of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, somewhere around there. Cutting loose the limitations of your life. You know, sometimes there's things in your life that you got to cut loose of because it's causing you a limitation. Hello? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, go to 16. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh. Yet now we know Him thus no longer according to the flesh. Well, if you could see Jesus right now, He looks a little bit different. Woolly hair, fiery eyes, you know. Therefore, if anyone is in what? Christ is a what? New creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. How can that be? Only by walking in the power. Are you hearing? Because if you're walking in the power of Christ, He was in Christ. In other words, He's walking in the power of Christ. He is in Christ with the mind of Christ. He has the Spirit of Christ. He's walking in Christ. He has power over all things. Dominion. Are you hearing? Dominion. How many times has circumstance moved you out of position? Think about that. Think about how many choices you made because of fear. You know? Things that have moved you. How many times have somebody get offended and it moved that person right out of position from doing the will of God? Pride. Pride's a killer. Personal reverence into a deadly end. Pride kills people, man. It's the number one killer of this country. Pride. And, you know, America, the pride. The proud. The prideful. They pride themselves on the riches instead of humble ourselves unto the God. I'm telling you, things are changing. This country is splitting right down the center. God is beginning to expose the sheep and the goat. Those that are rebellious and those that are follower. Those are calling themselves believers but are really not believers. It's happening. Time is running out. We have work to do. We have work to do. So he who is in Christ is a new creation. He was walking according to the mind of Christ, the will of Christ, and the desires of Christ. You know, everybody, there's so many times that the enemy comes and brings in an area where we begin to do our own will and our own plan. And let me tell you, the devil will come and tell you you're doing God's will when you're really not. Are you hearing? And this is where we have to have wisdom. This is where the devil begins to remove people out of fellowship and begin to feed them with deceptive words and lies. And it's important. That's why it's important in fellowship, isn't it? That's why important. That's why he says, you know, fellowship with believers. Don't be unevenly yoked. How are you going to learn? How are you going to grow? Go to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. We really want to start cutting loose the limitations of our life. Things that are in your life that you need to start cutting loose. I know some of you are saying, I need to cut loose my husband, my wife, my children, my job. Listen, you cut them loose by emotional attachments. You understand? You cut them all loose by being emotionally attached to them. That's how you sever certain things. So many people are bound by emotional attachments. They can't go further because those are still entanglements. They're like anchors around a boat that can't keep going until they finally sever them. Then that boat can flow. See, so there's an area in your life, there are many areas, which is people, places, and things that are emotionally attached to us. And the devil comes and hooks you, and you don't even know it. And next thing you know, you're walking in fear of something you might lose. That means you're emotionally attached. Are you hearing? See, that's where you have to renounce it. You repent for it, and then you sever it. And you cast, and you command that spirit that's attached to that emotional attachment to leave you also and go to the pit. 2 Peter chapter 1, and in verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as His divine power has given to us all things. Would you say that again? As His what? Divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by the glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now, that means that you and I have a divine nature. If the divine nature that's within us is allowed to have dominion, you are walking in divine power. Are you getting it? See, when you're not walking in divine power, you're not walking in the divine nature. The divine nature of God is Christ. He who is in Christ is a new creation. Why? Because He's walking in divine power, expressing the divine nature of Christ Himself. That's why we need to be filled with the Spirit. That's why we need to pray. That's why we need to seek. That's why we need to die to self every day. That's why we need to be fed by the Word. Are you getting this? See, the devil will put limitations because of emotional attachments to where you can't walk in that divine nature. He tries to prevent you from that. Are you hearing? We want to be partakers of the divine nature, and your divine nature in you is Christ. You're walking in the power. So when the devil comes and tries to set up a limitation, you bust through it. You take your dominion. You pull out the sword and you cut it. Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace on earth. I came to bring you a what? Sword. You know, one of the things is many people don't use it. Believers don't even use it. You know why? Because they're not believers. Come on. Well, I go to church. I pay my tithe. Yeah, but are you a follower? Yes, I follow every Sunday. Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving. They're really not believers. Are you hearing? See, but the world wants to see the divine nature of God in you. You know, things are going to happen. Hello? Many are the afflictions of the righteous. For what? To train you. And so the world sees how you respond, just like how Job responded, that they may see the divine nature of Christ in you and say, whoa, what you got in there, man? Let me have some of that. Sure, bro, lift your hands to heaven. Are you hearing? Let me, you know, people get so caught up in the afflictions and circumstances, and don't you understand? God is just trying to move. He's trying to express Himself. Because He's God and we're not. Yeah, but what about this? Oh man, you just need to die, that's all. It's just real simple. But I've got this and I got that. Well, give it up. Then you ain't got nothing. See, the quicker you give it up, the better you'll be. What do you mean? Then you can let the divine nature of Christ flow. The power. The world is looking for those who can get through the circumstance, because behind every circumstance is the favor of God. What's he doing? He's training you. He's testing you. Did you ever see somebody learn how to swim? You know, they try doggy paddle first. They try all kinds of things. First they start screaming. Oh, get me out of here. You know. But eventually, once they start swimming, they begin to, ooh, this is cool. Man, I can float. Whoa. You know, but so when somebody's trying to learn how to swim, they usually start with a small section, you know. They jump off the little edge, go a little far here, then they go back, then they go a little further, and then you're over there trying to coach them. Come on, you can do it, yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, come on. Don't worry, I'll just lay hands on you if you're drowned. You'll be all right. But see, they get stronger because they come further and further away, don't they? Then finally they bust through and go to the other side. That's what God does with us. In every area, in every circumstance. So you lost your job, praise God. As long as you didn't lose it because you were an idiot at work. You know, you're all right. You know, but if Christ didn't manifest himself through you at work, you know, then that wasn't, you know, a very good example, right? Because we want the nature of God, which is Christ in us, expressing himself. So you know what he's going to do? Listen, how about our three brothers that got put in a fire? Hello? Do you remember that? They all got put in a fire. Even the guys that tried to put them in the fire burned. And they didn't. Man, did God get glory or what? Even the king was like, oh man, what? Blew the king's mind right off. Look at what happened to Jonah. Remember, they were going to throw him over the boat. And the guys in the boat ended up getting saved and worshiping the Lord. See, people get rescued by your circumstances. As long as you're allowing the divine nature to be manifested. Are you hearing? See, fear is a killer. We have a book, teaching. This is powerful. It's called Fear Factor. And it says, it's time to conquer. It's got four CDs in this. It is powerful. I encourage you. We've got a few things here. But anyways, that's an arsenal on that table back there. All divine revelation, arsenal. God is bringing his people up quickly. Quickly. Because time is running out. There's too many souls that need to be rescued. And you know, let me tell you something. There's too many souls that aren't willing to do whatever. And you just got to see ya. Hello? If they don't want it, let God deal with them. You don't. Are you hearing? Let God deal with them. You're not to. You're just to be... the example of Christ. Are you hearing? This is so important right now. Because see, one of the things the devil does is he gets people to battle the wrong battle. And then what happens is the individual moves out of God's position because they think they're actually doing something for God in the wrong battle, when it's supposed to be the Lord's battle. And then the Lord can't get that person what needs to be gotten to them. And then they miss God. Then they wonder why they go back and they're going, what's up? Why does this keep happening to me? Because you're in the wrong battle. The devil convinced you to get into another battle. This is how he operates. See, then you think you're expressing the divine nature. Are you hearing me? But the divine nature, if you're in the right battle according to the will of God, is always victory. Always victory. There is no defeat in the divine nature of Christ. There's no defeat. And you can't accept defeat, even when you've been beat up. Are you hearing? You cannot accept defeat. But you don't know my circumstance. Praise God, I don't want to. God knows it, right? Then give it to him and don't get caught up. Just keep going. Let the divine nature of Christ manifest through you. Are you listening? Ephesians chapter 3, and verse 14. Would you read it with me? For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and the depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ask or think, according to the that what? Works in us. Isn't that something? That works where? In you. See, but the devil will put limitations, won't he? He tries to get you to work with the wisdom of man instead of the power of God. Then he sets up a limitation. See, once you yield to it, he sets up a fence there and labels it. So every time you try to go do something, you come to that fence and there's a label. Oh, I can't go there. See, he sets up limitations. Are you hearing? And then, when you finally get sick and tired of being sick and tired of that limitation, you get angry in the spirit and you go, no more of this! Come out! And the thing goes, and you walk through. See, but you've been lied to. The Bible says that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. How does he access? Through lies. Didn't he deceive Eve? Look at the limitations that were set there. I mean, come on, Adam and Eve were cruising. Eternal. I mean, you know, no problems. I mean, they could have ate everything in that garden, man. All but one stinking tree. It was bringing knowledge of good and evil. Why? Because it had a past. Because it what? It had a past. And what was the past? Association with the serpent's past of good and evil. See, from that point, there was no limitations to Adam and Eve. The serpent has limitations. So what did he do? When Adam and Eve took of the tree, they manifested limitations. And the serpent now controlled their limitations. You understand that? But the power that works in us, that's why things can do exceedingly abundantly, far above all we could ever ask or think. Ask or think. See, when the divine nature is manifested in your life, there are things that you're going to think that are going to manifest. Sometimes it's something you're going to think, well, man, I could really, you know, Lord, maybe we should, I don't know when, but, and all of a sudden, bam, whoa, you knew exactly what was what. That's because He's God. See, He's just trying to express Himself. He's trying to show you how much He loves you. See, if you keep rejecting His love and running from every circumstance, He can never express how much He loves you and who He is. And then the divine nature can't manifest in you. But it's trying to express Himself. Christ is trying to express Himself through you in every area of your life. Go to 1 Corinthians 6. 1 Corinthians. Yeah, chapter 6 and verse 9. Is everybody there? Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power or the sway of anything of this world. Paul made that confession. See, he knows that the devil does have power, you know. He does have power. He was God's right-hand man at one time. He's got power, and he knows exactly. The Bible says that the serpent is the most cunning beast created. Right? So he does have power. He knows how to outwit you in a minute. If you're not in the Spirit, he'll put you in a place and you'll go, how did I get here? He'll do everything he can to prevent the divine nature of Christ from manifesting in you and through you. He wants to keep you in doubt. He wants to keep you in unbelief. He wants to keep you in reasoning. And he wants to keep you in the flesh. Why? So Christ can't manifest through you. Y'all understand that? It's important. Why? Because the world needs to see Christ. Where? In you. And in every area. So limitations need to be destroyed. They need to be cut down. You know the limitations in your life. You know them. The Holy Spirit quickens you to them all the time. You know the things that you can only go so far. You know where your faith ends. Are you hearing? Those are limitations that the devil has said. Those are agreements you came in with him and said, I accept these. But these limitations need to be cut and destroyed tonight. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 1. We're not going to come under the sway of the devil to set up another limitation in our life. We're going forward, not backward. 2 Timothy chapter 1, in verse 6. Therefore I what? Remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. So you got to stir yourself up, don't you? For God has not given us a what? Spirit of fear, but of what? But of what? But of what? Oh. So what? How much more do we need? He says he's given us the power, not fear. Some people just aren't convinced. People accept fear more than power. He said he didn't give you the fear. He gave you the power. What else? A sound mind. He didn't get, everybody say, he didn't give me the fear. He gave me the power, sound mind, and the love. He didn't give me the fear. Then why do I fear? Limitations. Emotional attachments. Things you're afraid of letting go of. Yeah, but they support me. No, don't. You got to be totally his. If you're not totally his, he's not totally yours.
Glory. 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. You know, God has placed some of you in jobs to be a witness. In fact, he's placed all of you in a job to be a witness. I don't care if it's the labor pool. I don't care if it's the corner store. I don't care where it is. Jobs are an opportunity of ministry. So you must allow the power of Christ to manifest through you, the divine nature, and not fear. Why? Because he didn't give you fear. Never allow the limitations to take dominion over you. One time there was a guy who, there was two believers there, and they were working somewhere, and somebody went and had seizure. So when they came in, I said, so what did you do? He said, well, we called 911. I said, well, did anybody cast out the spirit? Well, no. You know what? Limitation. Are you hearing? Limitations. See, limitations are set by the enemy. So when things happen in your life, you don't go to the kingdom of God first. You go to the world first. first thing we want to do is call somebody for help instead of call him for help. Because there's limitations that are set. And they're set by the enemy. And if he can convince you on that limitation, he can convince you on another. What did I say to go? 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Are you the earthen vessel? That the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side. Now look it. He says that the power may be of what? God and not of us. Now he's going to explain to you what he's gone through so that the power of God would be expressed through him. We are what? Hard pressed on every side. Yet not crushed. There's the power of God, isn't it? We are perplexed, but what? Not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Do you understand that the power, the divine nature, and the power of Christ is being expressed through them? He's telling you about all of the circumstances, what's going on in their life, but he's telling you about every victory. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not what? Destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus always may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believed and therefore speak. Knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that grace having spread through the many may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. So what does he say there? Therefore we do not what? Lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Oh, I love the next verse. Would you read it with me? For our light affliction, which is but for a moment. Now, some people's light afflictions are forever. You know why? Because they're not even they don't let go of them. They dwell on them. Every time something comes up, they're always blaming their affliction. They're always blaming this is why that's their problem. That's a limitation. Anything that you're blaming is your problem is a limitation that's been set up by the devil. But you don't know what they did. It's a limitation. Go beyond it. Are you getting this? I'm telling you, these limitations need to be busted tonight. Busted. I get people telling me, oh, but I love them. I can't do this. There's certain things that people won't let go of. Emotional attachments. You know, some husbands and wives, if they'll sever that emotional attachment between them and let God restore a new one, they'll find things change in their life. Are you hearing? Maybe the husband and wife would show up instead of just one or the other once in a while. Whoa. Hey, we speak the truth here. Verse 17, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working. Is what? It's working where? Come on now. It's working where? For us. Your light affliction is working for us. It's working for who? You. It's working for us. Far more exceeding in the eternal weight of glory. So it's working for you. So listen, I'm not telling you to go out and start afflictions, all right? We have enough that happen without starting them. But what I'm sharing with you is allow the affliction to bring glory to God by the divine nature and the divine power that lives in you and is working through you. There is no circumstance you cannot overcome in the power of Christ. That's why the Bible says, he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. But some people don't believe it. And I want to close at this. 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2 is just for you. In verse 20. Limitations. You know, people put limitations on what they can receive from God. Well, God, hey, I can only receive so much. No. Don't put any limitations on the Lord. None. You must take your limitations and destroy them. You have to let God out of the box and let Him work through you. I encourage you, even during this week, start writing down some limitations that the devil has set in your life that you've come in agreement with and start busting them off of your life. And you'll find tremendous change. See, people are going, well, where's the Lord? Where's the favor of God? He's trying to get you His favor. You already have His favor. But the devil keeps stealing everything because of limitations. But I've asked for this and I've asked for that. Maybe you need to stop asking and start trusting. You said, Lord, I need this, but I want your will. And then He doesn't give you that because it's not His will. Oh, I don't get this, man. It's crazy. Well, yeah. You got limitations. You're the crazy one. You know, it's amazing in the area where the enemy just really messes with people's minds. He tries to bring them back into carnality and under his control. Trust and die. It's real simple. Let God be God and you be His children. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 20, would you read it with me? But in a great house there are what? Not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some for honor and some for dishonor. How many of y'all want to be the honor ones? Then kill those limitations. Come out from among them. Let God be God. Let Him express Himself. Don't tell Him how He ought to move and how He ought to act. Verse 21, would you read it with me? Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. So he's saying, cleanse yourself from the latter. Cleanse yourself. Well, what's the latter? You know what? 2 minutes ago was your latter. And it's not one you climb. I'm talking your past. Do you understand? Cleansing yourself from everything of your past. Washing it away, cleansing it. Verse 22. Flee also youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, with those who call out on the Lord out of a pure heart. But avoid foolish and arrogant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient. In humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance so that they may know the truth and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive to do His will. What? That's what God's going to use you for. But you must allow the divine nature and the power of Christ to be expressed through you. You know, when these things begin to happen and these afflictions start happening and circumstances in your life, people see how you respond and then they come to you later. There's just something about that person. I'm struggling with something. I've had people come up to me and all of a sudden tell me about their life history from nowhere. They just come up and they'll say, listen, I don't know why I'm telling you this. I don't know why they're telling me. Because Christ wants to minister to them. Does everybody get it? Jesus wants to rescue them. You can be in all kinds of places. You can go to the store and get milk and somebody come up to you and say, you know, I don't know why I'm telling you this, but... And it's not because they want your milk. They're looking for Jesus and don't even know. They're looking for the truth to set them free. They have no idea what they're looking for. The world doesn't know. When I was out in the world, I didn't know. I was looking for money. Drugs, things that fulfill my flesh. See, I was looking for some kind of fulfillment, some kind of feeling that would make me feel better. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll, you know. Then I met Jesus. See, I was looking for the whole truth, but the truth wasn't in a bottle. It wasn't in a baggie. It wasn't in a joint. It wasn't in a straw. And it wasn't in the bed. It was in His presence. And when I found the truth, and I realized it was Him I've been looking for the whole time, whoa! I realized all the limitations that the devil had lied to me. I was so angry, I said, man, I've been lied to my whole life. Even my parents didn't know the truth. They lied to me, not on purpose. Even some of the churches I went to lied to me. They didn't know the truth. But I found the truth. And when I found the truth, I found Him. And then He introduced me to the mentor, who is the Spirit of truth. And we could be here for another month if I kept telling you about all of it. But praise God. Volume 2, The Mentor.
Yes, sir. Yes, I just want to tell you, the reason I'm like flipped out excited over here is because I know that I know that I know, and I want you to know, because I'm a witness. This is the Spirit of God speaking to you. This is just not another word Pastor got out of a book. What's been coming forth is rhema. And God wants to do something for you tonight when you're prayed for. He wants to take the limitations off your life tonight when you're prayed for. I've been listening to some CDs and for the past couple days. And all this stuff has been being poured into me. And He's speaking the exact same things, exact, that I've been listening to for days, and He has no clue. So it's the Spirit of God. Amen? And it's for you, and it's for now. And I also heard that miracles come all the time. Oral Roberts said miracles come all the time, but you don't recognize them, so you don't grab them. I'm telling you, it's right here, right now, tonight. Recognize it and grab it.
Amen. And everybody said amen?
Amen.